Welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Queen with Laugh Podcast Show. I know everybody know about the Capitol. I know everybody know about Trump. I know everybody know about George Floyd. We're going to talk about some special stuff like Area 51 and Area 51 in other countries like Great Britain and Britain. Area 51 in Britain, what I saw on YouTube. It's real private. Quite intimate. I forgot what they called it. The Area 51 in Britain. So we're going to talk about that. How the government has been covering up UFOs and stuff. I believe in UFOs. Because I believe Donald Trump is an alien. He's one of those aliens here that destroy us. He's the E.T. trying to call home. Donald Trump. So, I believe Donald Trump is the E.T. trying to call home. You know, Steven Spielberg was right. You know. No ladies on the Star Trek. And I gave you information on that on the last episode. But all the people around the world, across the country and the world, keep watching the good of Star Trek. It's early in the morning, so, and sometimes it's late at night, and I'm tired, and even both ways when I do these recordings, but I'll get it together. I told you a lot of news on my situation and all, but, I'm pretty sure that God's gonna make things alright. I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm gonna keep doing my broadcast and delivering it to my audience. And I'm going to be here until next year, right here in this apartment until next year. God already said it, don't worry. And it's just a lot of stuff more stuff to talk about. Like George Floyd and the upcoming week. And, you know, let's get started. Now, I don't know what's going on in the news right now because I haven't been watching the news, but I'm sure it's pretty good. The George Floyd trial is the biggest thing here in the United States. It's just like the O.J. Simpson trial. The George Floyd. George Floyd changed a lot of things, you know. Just like O.J. Simpson. I mean, not the term, I think O.J. didn't do it, but he knew the person or the people who did do it. And I don't know the situation with his wife back in the 95 or 94, whatever it happened. But I don't know, you know. You heard tapes that he was beating on his wife and all that stuff and stuff like that. I mean, this is what I want to talk about to y'all guys, especially the black guys who date white girls and all. You know, I was one of those fools who date white girls. I still love my white girls. You know, I'm not going to stop because of one crazy woman who didn't want to do right, you know. And blame all the white girls in the world because that one, because they all, everybody's different, you know. And I'm going to try this marriage thing again. But right now, it ain't the right time to do it. And I'm sure God will bring me somebody my way, whether they black, white, or whatever. I love my Chinese girls. I'll date a Chinese, Japanese, Puerto Rican, Mexican woman. I think they one of the beautiful women, Puerto Rican and Mexican. You know, they so attractive. But don't get all haywire, Mexican and Puerto Rican women. Y'all beautiful, but just don't try to jump to heaven. But yeah, I think, anyway, I think all women are beautiful, and all ladies and girls are beautiful. They God gift to man, you know. Without a woman or a girl, this man world won't be nothing. Listen to James Brown when he said this is a man's world, but he have a message when he said that it would be nothing without a girl or a woman. You know, man made everything. He made war, he made hate, he made destruction, but he made children. He made machines, he made computers, he made things to help us with. Not only destroy us, but to help us with. Just like me, with my learning disorder. Little can't read big words and have trouble reading big words and writing a little bit and all. But I just have to live with that, you know? That's just one of my disabilities I have to live with. And it ain't like I can't read my name and have trouble reading stop sign or spelling stop sign and all. Because my brother, he let me drive, you know, when I had my car. We drive from Annapolis to back to Baltimore. He let me drive it. He was sitting in the passenger seat. And I did fine. I read the signs and everything. You know? Well, I did pretty well. I didn't do that well. Because you have to ask Brian. I think I did really well. But, yeah. I can read to a good level. And just like other people. You know? But this is a man's world. And thanks for machines and higher technology to get me more like we have now. You know, help me do this podcast show, help me do my YouTube channel. You know, we got smartphones, smart computers, we got smart cars. I mean, we just got everything. So basically, some of the machines, if you do it right, the computers, if you treat them right and you do right with it, it can take you a long way. If you do bad things with it, you get in trouble, get punished. But God knows what he was doing. And I listen to my computer read me the Bible, you know. I got the Bible on my phone and it read me the whole paragraph of the Bible and all. Because some words I do not know in the Bible. So the computer read it for me. And when I'm doing my book, I just go to my speech recognition that they got on the computer. And I just talk into the computer and write my book. And then I got another person that I pay that edited for me and everything. And I'm good to go, you know. So, and when I do my podcast, speaker got everything already set up. I mean, it's just like you just push a button and you are already set up. It ain't really nothing you have to do. I mean, got the commercials in here, got everything. So it's basically no excuse for me not to move on, not to follow my dream, you know, because of technology. And I just wanted anybody to know, if you getting back to that point that you're going to follow your dream, if you're in your 40s and 50s, you know, and you dream about writing a book or you want to write a movie strip, guys, you basically can, because you got all kinds of programs. All you have to do is go to the internet and find them. And you got basically people, freelance writers, who help you write it for you. I mean, got freelance writers who will help you write a script. Got freelance writers who will help you write a novel or a short story or just a speech. I mean, all you have to do is search. Go on Google and search. It's just like a magic thing just came down to heaven to help people. You know? I mean, it's no excuse. I mean, I'm going to still stay at my paying job, my check-to-check job. Because even though I got a book coming out, don't mean I'm going to jump up and quit. You know? And, like, some people probably will do, oh, I got a podcast business I'm doing, I got a book I'm doing, and they just jump up and thinking that this is going to support them. I come to find out, your book ain't do that good, and your podcast show ain't doing that good. And now you have to go back to work, ask for your job back. But play it smart, people. Don't quit your job until you know how good your book doing. Even if my book do good, even if it do just 50% or 40% good, you know, I'm still going to stay because that's this little extra income, little royalty coming in to help me out. And doing this, my speaker and all, getting audience and all, that's this little extra $10 or $9 that I get from speaker. Yeah, it's not much. It's really not much. But it will help, you know. That $10 will build up and help, you know. And even YouTube, if I get a lot of subscribers and stuff like that, I'll get a little endorsement check. It's not much. It's not $1 million or nothing. But thanks for YouTube and speaker and other programs like this, it helped people a little, especially now while we're going through this pandemic, you know? I mean, people need the extra money right now. So I'm asking everybody this, have a little side business, you know? Have something that you wanted to do back then when your kids was young and you can't do it, but now you can. I mean, just don't wait for those stimulus checks to come, okay? Because don't rely on those stimulus checks. Because don't get comfortable with those. Because they're going to end. You know, sooner or later, they're going to end. And you will be really messed up if you sitting there relying on them. Because I'm not, you know. I mean, $2,000 a month and $1,000 a month is okay and everything. It's fine, you know. Right. It's only temporarily, you know, until this pandemic is over. And who knows how long this is going to last and everything. I mean, if people don't follow directions, we're going to make another spin, and we're going to be back down to square one. Lockdown. They're going to start locking down things again. So, while everything is going forward, and they're getting these vaccines out, I'm just asking people, play it smart. Be mindful. Be very mindful. Everybody across the country and the world, just be mindful, okay? Even though your country is taking care of you, giving you money month to month and all that stuff, or stimulus checks, or whatever you get in your country, you know, here in the United States, we get stimulus checks, Epiphany, income checks. And I don't know what kind of checks they get in Canada or Britain or Spain and all that. Maybe they do get the same thing, you know. But I'm just saying, the government is not going to be throwing out money like that after this pandemic is over. It's going to stop, guys. That's why they're trying to stop it now. And in my country, the United States, we got one lawmakers, the Democrats, who's pushing very forward and knowing that we need help and all. And just giving us $612 and $1,400 is just not enough. It keeps us afloat. But when that money runs out, ships start sinking. You know, so they keep pushing money in our bank accounts. And it's working, but I know it's driving a lot of IRS, the people that work at the IRS, crazy, because those people said, I give hands off to those people. They got to be working under pressure, you know, just to get money out to the American people. I mean, some people is just not patient. Probably calling them, sending letters, cussing them out, and all that stuff. And the IRS, I know they working hard just to get this thing, just to get everybody their money, you know. Okay? So, anybody from the IRS who's listening, I salute y'all. That whole entire building, I salute y'all. My name is Corey, and it's not because the money that you give. I just salute y'all for what y'all are doing. Y'all are the most patient, hardworking people right now in this pandemic, you know. And y'all are the most people that everybody's looking at right now. And I know the pressure's on. But believe me, those who work at the IRS and believe in God, believe me, he's with y'all. Just be patient. Do your job. Okay? Don't worry about those angry people. Those impatient people. Okay? Just concentrate what you signed up to do. Your job. Okay? And you're doing, to me, you're doing a great job. Okay? Doing a great job. I mean, you're getting those checks out to people as fast as you can. You're doing your best. And just keep doing your best. And to all the IRS people who's working on this, I know tax season is here, and you're trying to get the refunds out, and you're trying to get the stimulus checks out, and then in between, you got angry people calling you, disturbing you, and I can feel you guys, you know, but just be patient. Just pray and be patient. One day, this pandemic will be over. We're going to be back to normal. And tax season is the only time you're going to work hard. The regular part of the year, you're going to look back on this and you're going to say, wow. Everybody at the IRS is going to look back on this and say, wow. You're probably going to say, what the heck? Okay. I know American people, some of them, is impatient and everything. But keep up the good work, people. And that's the message out for them. And for the people who are still waiting for a check, you got to be patient, people. Okay? Just be patient, you know? Your check is coming. Your card or your paper check or your money in your account is coming, okay? And just hang in there. It's just other things that concern me too. And I just want to talk about this thing about, this is for the gamers. And it still bothered me when I saw that that what you call on my phone about the lawmaker in Chicago who want to ban Jan F. Otto. Now, anybody don't know what Jan F. Otto is? Well, Jan F. Otto is a video game, and it deals with a lot of crime stuff. Fantasy video game that deals with a lot of crime. It's been around for a long time, since 2000, probably in the late 90s, the first Grand Theft Auto game. And all the way up until now, it's one of the most popular video games out right now. And there's a senator in Chicago, I think somewhere, who wanted to ban this game. And I'm just hoping Rockstar and Take One is listening to this. I'm hoping that y'all get Grand Theft Auto 6 out real fast. Get it out, get it in the market. I mean, I don't know the update with this and all. I saw the article. couple weeks ago, and I sent it to my email. And he, I just want to talk a little bit about this. He talked about Grand Theft Auto was a problem and stuff like that. I just want to bring it back to y'all and also to Rockstar and Take-Two, the people that work on the game. Just see if it's, what's going on with that, because I just don't want Grand Theft Auto to go anywhere. It's one of my favorite games. And it's a, to me, Rockstar and Take-Two, don't worry about it, because you ain't doing nothing that Hollywood been doing for years, okay? You ain't doing nothing but with Hollywood and TV Hollywood, movie Hollywood, doing for years. All you're doing is a different kind of entertainment. You're hiring actors, voiceovers, who couldn't get into the movies or TV industry, but you hire them to do video game voices and all. And now you got people, actors working stuff. You got technicians working. You got designers working. You got writers working. You know, these people was trying to break into the industry. Now you gave them a chance to break into the industry. And Rockstar is working on the instrument to Grand Theft Auto to extend it more. And all the fans are waiting for the extended online version. And they working hard to extend it. And also they working hard on Grand Theft Auto 6. So when I take a break, I'm going to play the Grand Theft Auto and all. But I'm just saying to the fans and to the people who make this game, keep your heads up, because don't worry about that lawmaker. The bill is not going to pass. And Rockstar and Take-Two is going to make Grand Theft Auto until it dies. It'll probably be like Star Trek and Star Wars, never die. I mean, this is one of their most popular games, and I don't think Grand Theft Auto is going anywhere. That's what I think. And I think Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be the one of the biggest games ever. Because there's a lot of people waiting for this. And once they get the game out, Grand Theft Auto 6 Online is going to come. And it's going to be real big. Probably going to be so big, the system probably going to, they're probably going to have to make a bigger engine to just to get all the people on the game. You know, I'm just hoping Rockstar and Take-Two thinking about that. Just ready. Think about how big this game is going to be when you release this game. And I just hope all the servers and the engine is going to be able to handle. Because if Grand Theft Auto sold over 1 billion, 1 billion or 2 billion, I think, something like that, copies. This thing with Grand Theft Auto 6 going to do. You're going to beat that record. I mean, you just like Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson. Big album. Driller. Y'all remember that Driller album? They played it on every radio station. A rock star, you got a Driller. You got a Driller game. Same thing in different forms and different entertainment, but same thing. It's this way, it's just like waiting for the next Driller album, even though we ain't gonna get it because the King of Pop is gone. But it's just like waiting for the Driller album, and and you know it's going to be big. You know, the next Michael Jackson album or Elvis playing, Elvis fans, the next Elvis album, the King of Rock. It's just like that. Now, just imagine Elvis and Michael making an album together, and everybody's talking about it. 75 million fans on Elvis' side. 80 million fans on Michael's side. And put those fans all together. Now, Grand Theft Auto 5, Grand Theft Auto 6. Put those fans together. See my point? You got to get ready for this. You don't have no time to wait. Worry about no senator trying to abandon Grand Theft Auto. You got fans. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone going to make a big, big movie together. And they got George Lucas and Steven Spielberg putting those two together. And Spike Lee and Tyler Perry, all four of those. And then the two actors making a movie. And then you put Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes, Will Smith, and all the big, big Hollywood names in this movie. It's just like that, you know. Just like the album, the music, and the movie. Now, just think how big this game is going to be. I mean, it's going to be big. Grand Theft Auto 6. And even in the extended version online of Grand Theft Auto 5, even though the game is 8 years old, the extended version of that, that's going to be big. Everybody waiting for that. But the biggest one is Grand Theft Auto 6. I'm tired of hearing about leaks and this and that. I'm just waiting for Rockstar to announce the big news of Grand Theft Auto 6. Because it's a lot of stuff on it, on the internet, on YouTube channels about Grand Theft Auto 6. Some of it's true, some of it, I don't know. I really ain't take nothing in until I heard from the game makers themselves, you know. Then you got fans that making other version of the game, extending it, and Rockstar taking it down because violating the license and everything. I mean, fans, come on. These people working hard, fast as they can and hard as they can. But like you said, Rockstar won't get it right. And you probably won't hear nothing about Grand Theft Auto 6 probably until the end of this year or sometime maybe at the beginning of next year. And I don't think you're probably going to get the release until the end of 2022 or the early part of 2023. I mean, because they going to get ready for this. You know, they know it's going to be big. So, on that record, for all the gamers and Grand Theft Auto fans, be patient. For the Star Wars movie news, I don't know what's going on with Walt Disney, if they back to writing another saga, and I'm just going to go short on it. But for all the Star Wars fans, if you got a YouTube channel, try to get some information what's going on with the Walt Disney and what's going on with Star Wars, okay? I would love to know what's going on in the Star Wars universe and how many more action TV shows is coming out that Star Wars going to make. It's the it's Boba Fett TV show is coming back. I call him Boba Fett, but it's called the Mantanin, something like that. Mantanin, something, that TV show. I wonder if that coming back for another season. Because it's good. I like it. But I just want to see how many more TV show, action TV shows the Star Wars going to bring to the Disney, what you call it. Now, I know that for the Star Trek fans, that's myself, and I'm a Star Wars fan too, but I know a lot of stuff is coming for the Star Trek fans. But they wait for some shows to play out, like Picard, Star Trek Picard. Now, he said it's going to the second season, and I can't wait to see the second season. I'm thinking it's going to be really good, the second season. Now, Picard, he died in the first season. He came back as an android, an AI. Now, I just want to see how this plays out, because Picard, the real Picard, is dead, and he came back as an android. And this is going to be really interesting, because go back to see Picard in Next Generation as a human, as Captain Picard. And now in Picard, he's come back as a human, as an android. And it's weird, guys. Fans, it's, I don't know, man. Any Star Trek fans, I mean, who can get this out, explain it, go on your YouTube channel and explain it, okay? Because my head is spinning right now. And I'm definitely going to watch season two, you know. They left us with a lot of questions for season one. And it's going to be good. I'm pretty sure. Anything they put out of Star Trek is not going to be bad. I mean, and I just can't wait for season four of Discovery. I just can't wait for season four. A black captain, a black female captain, Michael Berman. Yes, I hope they keep her as captain. And I just hope fans accept her. I mean, you accept Janeway, please accept Michael Berman. Okay? She gonna do a good job leading her crew and everything. I mean, I'm sure that big tall guy gonna be her first officer and gonna lead her into and help her out and everything. And the new birth of the Federation gonna bring everybody back together. The Klingons, the Romulans, the Romians, Cardassians, and all. They're going to probably bring everybody back together. And since they went into the future, I'm wondering if Deep Space Nine is still there. That's the question I want to ask. Do they still have Deep Space Nine, the station? And what part of the generation from Deep Space Nine generation is in Discovery? Like, did Jake have children and his great 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 grandchildren is on Deep Space Nine? You know, Otto and Major Dern and Doctor Brett, what you call? I mean, all the people that's on Deep Space Nine, if their great 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 grandchildren is on Deep Space Nine. And Discovery. That's what I want to know. I mean, Discovery is in the future. And I just want to know if their great, great, great grandchildren is the one Deep Space Nine or is in the Federation. Anybody from Deep Space Nine is in Discovery. I mean, Sisko, great, 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 great grandchild is in the Federation. Are we going to see a Sisko? Are we going to see a Dr. Mashir grandson? Or are we going to see Major Bryant grandson? I mean, he did have a daughter on Deep Space Nine. So, I mean, we know him and his wife have a daughter. So, if we're going to see her in Deep Space Discovery, it's a lot of questions, you know. But even in next generation, their children, Wolf, grandson, what you call, Commander Riker, his grandson, grandchildren, even Picard, well, if he had grandchildren, had kids, Jody, did he have kids? We were going to see his kids, grandchildren, in a future version of Discovery. These are the questions that need to be answered, you know, in Star Trek. People, the writers of Star Trek, y'all listen. If we're going to see any grandchildren from the past Star Trek shows, I mean, even back in Enterprise, if we're going to see grandchildren from them, I mean, it is the 32th century, you know, and you pass everything, and you went 80 years, 100 years into the future, and they had to have grandchildren. Jordy LaVar, Riker, Worf, Sisko, they had to have your grandchildren. I just want to know their grandchildren in Starfleet. And if the famous space station, D-Space 9, is still there. Is it still there? That's what I want to know. If D-Space 9 is still there, and any grandchildren from that era is there. It's in Starfleet and stuff. I'm sure the writer's thinking about that too. And they're going to get us a lot. So, think of that. But the question today is, anybody out there across the world who read the real science, the real space adventure, the space station, the IIS space station, has anybody think that we actually going to get to Mars one day? Do anybody think we're going back to the moon? And if we ever going to actually travel faster than the speed of light, if we ever going to build a warp drive in Star Trek and the ships and stuff, do y'all believe one day we will all actually see this stuff? You know, do you believe reincarnation? That one day you're going to die and you're going to go fast into the future and be reborn. And you're going to see this stuff. I mean, just think of the technology that we got now. And imagine the technology that's coming in 2030 and 2040 and 2050. And definitely 2060. Ain't that far away. We already got talking cars to drive by and stuff. We already got GPS. Don't work that well, but just think, things will get better. You know? So, I just want to thank y'all. Do you think the space station is necessary? Especially at this time. I mean, they did went back to space with the SpaceX. And right around the pandemic, that's when Trump was still president. They went back to space. America went back to space. I don't know anybody saw the launch and everything. And do you think it's very necessary, or do you think we should spend all the money right now here on Earth trying to get our electronic, our electric grids, our electric grids and our economy and our roads and everything back to standard procedure. I mean, back to normal. Rebuild our roads, rebuild the electric grids, and just rebuild the bridges and stuff like that. Because we got some old stuff. It's like the electric grid. This is the Build Back plan that Joe Biden is talking about. And I just want to know, should they spend it on space or should they spend it on roads and bridges and the electric grid? I think they should spend it on the electric grid. And reason I said that, because our electric systems is poor. Our bridges, bad. Our roads, bad. And I think Joe Biden is doing the right thing by putting this money, getting this money, and putting it into the roads, American roads and stuff like that, the highways and stuff like that, and our electric system. And we can worry about space later, you know. If space ain't going nowhere, the moon ain't going nowhere, Mars ain't going nowhere. I mean, sorry NASA, sorry space fans, sorry people who want to go back to the moon and all. But I love Star Trek too. I love Star Wars too. But I don't think it's the right time to start thinking about blasting off and like Buck Rogers and going into a venture. Because America need to rebuild itself. After January the 6th, it should have opened up. Whole lot of eyes after January the 6th, because everybody around the world was watching January 6th. And most countries who don't like us, they were just laughing and celebrating, because they thinking America is falling apart. And that's what they want to do. I hate to say it, Russia, China, North Korea, and other countries like that, Iran. They want to see this. They want to see America just rip apart. And the people of January the 6th gave them what they wanted, you know. Those terrorists, those American terrorists who invaded the Capitol gave our enemies what they wanted, you know. You embarrassed the whole country. You know, you embarrass yourself and you embarrass the whole country. You're supposed to be the leader of the world. You're supposed to set an example for other countries. Lead by example. But January the 6th, you made everyone in this country who's doing right, who goes overseas to help people who's in need and all, you made a lot of people look bad. Doctors, lawyers who go overseas to help the small countries with medicine and stuff like that. They seen this. They heard about this. And people still got the question on their mind, even our allies, our friends overseas, like Britain, Spain, France, Germany. They still got that question in the back of their head. What's going on in America? You know, I still got that question. What the heck is going on in America? And the only question I can come up with, that ugly word, race. You gonna wave a Confederate flag in the Capitol, something the Confederate didn't even do back in the Civil War. You know, you did something the Confederate Army didn't do. And you just totally embarrass America. And I'm telling y'all again, those people who invade the Capitol, you just embarrass yourself. You waste the time. You waste all your energy. People die for no reason. They got the, now Washington look like a third world country because they got gates and they got the National Guard up there guarding the Capitol. And it look like a third world country now. We can't go up in Washington and enjoy our museums and all because of y'all. We can't go take a tour of the Capitol for free and just sit on there, eat lunch, go up there to Washington for a day to eat lunch and spend time with family and all. You changed that. You know? You made it bad for everybody who would like to go up there and look at and go to the museums and all. You make, when school starts, you made it worse for the children to go there to join the museums and learn about history and all. I mean, for children who come to Washington for the first time, they're going to have to see National Guards with guns and all, and this big black fence guarding the Capitol. All because of y'all. No. Y'all just made it bad for y'all children. And children's children. You know. That's all you did. Because as long as we got people like Joe Biden, President Obama, and even President Bush was so embarrassed about it. And Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and people like them and Nancy Pelosi and people like her and all that. As long as we got people like them, it's going to make sure democracy and everything stands and everybody will have an equal rights to vote, I mean, black and white. And Mexican, and everybody will have a chance on the American dream. I mean, when Mexicans come here, they will have a chance on the American dream because they got that right to what's going on in Mexico and countries around Mexico. They have that right because in South America, it's not all good in South America. That's why they come here. It's American dream. And once they get asylum, they get here, they get asylum, we get them straight, we get them in foster care. And a lot of people who's in foster care will take these kids. No, they will take them and get them back to their parents or their relatives that's already here and working. I mean, come on, people. Excuse me. We gotta live together. I mean, this is our planet. The Earth is for everyone. The United States is for everyone. Okay? It's on the planet. It's for everyone to have part of being a part of the dream. Right? Sometimes they come here, they learn, they get educated, they go back to their home, and they become police and teachers there. Some Mexicans don't even stay here. They get the education they need, they go back home and teach it to their families, you know, what they learn. They become doctors, police officers, and all. They take it back home, and they train. They learn what they learn here. So some don't stay. You know? Same way with other countries. They come here, learn what they learn, and go back home. You know? They're not here to take our jobs and nothing like that. I mean, some of them just want to come here, get an education, and go back and give it to their family, make their country better. You know? You got to understand that. You know? America is not all great either. You know, we go overseas, we kill for no reason. You know, the special ops Black Ops, Black Operation, things that you don't hear in the news, that the government sends out special forces, special forces that you don't hear about, overseas and do a job, and they be back before the morning. Okay, I think I'm talking too much. But I think people in other countries know what I'm talking about, because America is not perfect, you know, nowhere near perfect. We great, but we not perfect. We, Joe Biden and Obama and other presidents, and hopefully come after them, just going to make America greater. Not make America great again, just make America more greater to help other people, other countries, and help the poor to get wealthy. And that's both sides, Republicans and Democrats. We can knock those old Republicans out of office and put some new Republicans in who got sense, who cares about people, who will work for the people. Get rid of the old Republicans and put some new Republicans in there. And the Democrats, that's no better. I mean, we need to knock some of those out too. But anytime Democrats saying, hey, let's get these people $2,000 and $1,000 a month, and the other side saying, we can't afford it. You can't do that. You can't take money from the wealthy. Like Arizona. President, people in Arizona, the owner, $2 billion. Microsoft person who owned Microsoft, $2 billion, $3 billion. So on. Who don't pay taxes. That's what Joe Biden is trying to do. Tax those people who make well over enough to afford this. To build bridge, to build our roads and stuff. He's taking taxing them to get the money to build our electric grids and our roads and all. He's not taxing the wealthy, the middle class. I mean, the middle class and the poor. He's not taxing those. He's taxing those with big money. Those who own CNN own Amazon, own Microsoft, those who own NFL stadiums and all that. You know, those people he taxing. And I think it's a really good thing that he's doing that. And President, well, Trump get on the news, get angry because he taxing big corporations. Good. It's about time he taxed big corporations. You know, Walmart, people that own Walmart, the wealthy, the most wealthy family, they get off not paying taxes. That need to end right there. He need to tax them so well. Joe Biden need to put a big tax thing on them. You know, even though Walmart is pretty as well, but he need to put a big tax price on them. And I'm sorry, Trump people, if you don't believe, agree with that. Too bad. Because it's time for the big rich people to pay their part. It's time. Okay? It's time for the wealthy, the big wealthy people who buy 50, 70, 100,000 cars, 150,000 cars. 150 watch. It's time for those people to start paying their half of the rent. You know? So that's my day, you know. And too bad, Trump people, you don't agree with that. And I had to say, Trump people who like Trump. The GPO, the GOP, whatever y'all call it, Republicans, and y'all Trump people, y'all Trump like, and Fox News, too bad. Because they were about to get hit. And I hope Joe Biden hit them good. I hope he hit them real good with a good tax thing. It's time for them to start paying their half. It's time to build these bridges, rebuild these bridges, rebuild these roads. And they need to pay their half for it. Not the middle class, not the people who make, get up, make check after check every week, trying to make ends meet. We tired of paying for y'all, paying y'all half. It's time for y'all to start paying your own half. You know? And I'm sure a lot of Americans feel this way. So hit me up on YouTube, push that like button, subscribe to this YouTube channel, hit that notification button, because like they say, sometimes YouTube don't use their head, you know. Find me on Instagram, find me on Twitter, and also on Facebook. Leave some comments. And as always, thanks for listening, everybody, around the world and around the country. And we will see you on the next Quick With Doc podcast show. So, as a shout out to my brother, my sister, my nieces and nephews, my mom and dad, I love you. To all of my cousins, my aunts and uncles, and all the fans, all the followers, and all the new people who are listening, thank you. May the force of Jesus be with you as always. The IRS workers, keep your head up and live long and prosper, everyone. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra, and we love you. See you next episode. Well, it's a lesson, cause that game is hasty. With the news, just pack up for a better run and stay in the news. Hey, go with the flow. Now it will dawn again tomorrow. That's a wrap, everybody. Breakfast. Good night.